Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome and good morning, Patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, bringing you the truth and the news from a Christian Patriot perspective. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yeah! More where that came from, too.
Yes, that's right. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, so,
There's plenty to be fired up about.
Absolutely,
no kidding.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It never ceases to fail. You know, I mean, that's what it is. It's job security.
right off the bat, what had me fired up from the Jihad Squad. Unbelievable that they're actually in our Congress. But six of Rashida Tlaib's fundraisers are connected to terrorism.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
This is from an article in American Greatness. Originally came from the Washington Free Beacon. The head guy, Muafak Jabara, met with a Hamas co-founder while both of them were in a maximum security Israeli jail. Oh. And Jabara is one of the 2018 fundraisers for Tlaib, also reported to have called for the death of Jews and praised the terrorist who killed U.S. Army veteran Taylor Force.
Wow.
That's the kind of people that are saying, yeah, Tlaib is the one we definitely want in there. I'm going to put my money on that one. And
well, first
one
of all,
six.
That cannot be happening. We can't have these people in our elected offices because they're actually making statements of being enemies to this nation's longtime allies. We can't have
right.
a Congress that is half of them totally against our nation's allies.
Oh, exactly.
That is like, oh my gosh, it's just, they can't be in office.
Meanwhile, there's a manhunt going on right now in New Jersey with this force that you'd think they were tracking down a serial killer, a veteran who had found photographed on January 6th with pepper spray, holding a can of pepper spray.
Yeah.
This FBI raid, this is awesome. He runs into the woods when they went to raid him. And day two, they're still looking for him, can't find him.
Right.
And but the force that they have rolled out looking for this patriot who was upholding his oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, rising up when our country was taken over by a coup, and they're treating him like a criminal. I mean, like a hardened serial murderer.
Wow.
You know, and so anyway.
Well, that's interesting because right along the lines of, you know, different intelligence agencies that we have here, I've got former Director of National Intelligence Richard Grenell, along with America First Legal, are suing the Biden admin, according to a copy of the lawsuit first obtained by the Daily Caller News Foundation. Apparently, the Department of Homeland Security announced the formation of the expert board to address issues of national security in September to include former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, former CIA Director John Brennan, and former CIA Operations Officer Paul Colby, who all signed an October 2020 letter casting doubt on the legitimacy of the Hunter Biden laptop and suggesting its release was a Russian disinformation ploy. The latest legal action alleges that the group's creation was done in an illegal manner and that it lacks credible members, according to the copy of the lawsuit.
Well, that's for sure.
So fantastic, you know, and he is a former Trump official, too. So it's great to see that this guy is suing them over the fact that they all signed this statement. All of our top intelligence guys signed this saying that,
right.
oh, yeah, that the Hunter Biden laptop was just a Russian disinformation ploy.
Where are the criminal charges there?
Exactly.
That is the true crime.
Yep.
I mean, that is treasonous. It's worthy of the death penalty according to our Constitution.
Yes, it
that
is.
That level of treason.
Yep.
And participating, really contributing to the coup.
That's right.
While a patriot with pepper spray in his hand is being hunted down right now.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, that's a good thing to put on the prayer list. Success in that lawsuit to expose, to shine light on these cockroaches.
That's an excellent idea for prayer. Absolutely. Well, and so, you know, it's these things are all starting to, I mean, our noose is finally starting to tighten around all of these criminals.
Right.
And we've got quite a bit to share with you after the break as well, because Marjorie Taylor Greene is really cranked up the heat on Department of Homeland Security,
yes,
Mayorkas.
Right.
And so, well, we'll get to that later, but first we better get to the word of the day.
We got the picture of his smug mug there testifying before Congress that there is no immigrant crisis.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, because that guy lives in a little bubble in La La Land, and he does, I don't know, apparently he's not stepped outside his door ever.
Or turned on the news or anything. That's his job. That's what he gets paid a six-figure income for.
No kidding.
Well, he's earning his money because his puppet handlers are, he's doing exactly what they want him to.
Yep.
All right. So, I digress. So let's get to the word of the day on this fine day.
Okay. Well, so the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from John chapter 10, verses 7 through 18, which read under the title, Jesus the Good Shepherd. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Mm. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, but a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. Therefore, my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again.
Yep.
This command I have received from my Father, and that's it.
That's cool.
And
there's the ultimate authority in the universe right there.
Yep, absolutely.
That's
and
our king.
Yeah, he has the keys over death and hell.
That's right.
And he overcame the whole world.
Right.
And so what I really like about this passage, this random turning, is the fact that what he's referring to is the combination of both the Christians of his church and the Jews that are baptized,
yes,
are his.
Yes.
And when this is saying we're all one. This is saying we're grafted into
the fold of the sheep.
Exactly. We're grafted into the same tree of the Jews.
Yes.
Right? And so when he says, and the other sheep which I have, which are not of this fold, he's talking about all of us. All of us,
yes,
who hear
his voice.
Yep, that's right. All of the Christian people. And he says, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. So
yep,
that right there shows that we of the church, we are paired with the people of Israel.
That's right. We're heirs in that.
That's right. We are,
yep,
we are grafted in. We are not replacement. People think that Jews are are long gone, and now it's just us, and we have nothing to do with the Jews. But that is, nothing they're, could be further from the truth.
They're just as wrong as the Jews who think that the Messiah is only for them.
Oh, right.
You
right,
know?
Exactly.
And so you've got people on both sides that are, they're just flat dead wrong, and they're going to find out.
Yeah,
soon.
Because that's the whole reason why he says that we're grafted in.
Yes.
We're grafted into the tree of Israel, the tree of the Jews. And that's what that particular verse is about. And there will be one flock and one shepherd.
Very cool.
Between Jew and Gentile. So
that is a really great scripture to end the week with, and
yep.
You know, to read and study and go into the study notes, and
that's right.
Maybe even look up a couple sermons specifically on that verse.
Right. Well, and two, it says in the Bible notes, it says the intimate relationship of the Father and the Son provides the model for the relationship of the shepherd and his sheep.
Oh yeah,
and that's a cool little
picture there, word picture
addition of depth to that scripture as well. So that's very cool.
I love it. Okay, thank you. Now, was that John 7?
That was John chapter 10, verses 7 through 18.
All right, 10, 7 through 18.
Yep.
Got it. All right. Well, thank you very much for that.
Yep,
that was
praise
a blessing.
God.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's take a break. Once again. We are listener supported. Thank you guys for helping to keep us on the air. Those of you who donate $5, $10, $20, or $50 a month, it all adds up, and it helps cover the cost of doing what we do and the airtime and everything else involved. So thank you for your support. If you have not supported us and you want to help keep us on the air, go to radiofreeredoubt.com, click on the Donate to RFR tab, and find out the different ways that you can support us. All right, we'll be back with segment two. Stick around, Christian Patriots. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
A constitutional republic, not a democracy. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. A democracy always degenerates into dictatorship, which promises government-guaranteed equality and security, but it delivers nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules. America was founded as a constitutional republic, to safeguard the liberties of the people against the tyranny of democracy or of one-man dictatorship. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, the totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of our principles of government.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to Fired Up Friday.
Yeah. I've been waiting for that for the whole show. Good morning, Lady Liberty. Good morning, Patriots. Welcome back to segment two. They're Christian Patriot Crusaders.
That's right.
Ready to fight for our land and Christendom once again.
Absolutely. Well, and the whole Crusader thing, you know, as we know, the Crusaders were the ones that fought off the Muslims.
The invasion of the Turks and all the rest of them that were coming in.
And they were victorious against them. And
it was a brutal fight, though.
Oh, yeah. But we've got history. We've got history that shows that, you know, you have to stand up for what's right.
Right.
And so we've also got Thomas Jefferson, who defeated the Muslims. And So there's a whole point.
Well, yeah, it's part of our heritage, not just, you know, as Christians in the early church, or I guess medieval church, but early America.
Right, and we need to come and step in and be willing to defend Israel, be willing to defend the Jews. And just like we read in the Word of the Day in John 10:16, that there will be one flock and one shepherd between both Jew and Gentile, and that is right. Jesus Christ. And so we're brothers and sisters with them. And we've got the most amazing clip that we wanted to share with you. Now, this came from Fox News, but what this is about is it's a group of American farmers who flew to Israel to help out the Israeli farms whose farmers have been called up by the IDF.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
And so these guys, you know, they're there with their cowboy hats, and they grew up on ranches. They're ranchers and farmers, and they see their brother Israel in need and just went over there to help. And so listen to what they had to say.
How's your family feel about you going to Israel to help out like this?
Well, it's always something to worry about, but this isn't really something we're too worried about. The family isn't too worried about it. It's,
okay.
It's something we all know should happen, so it's what we're trying to do is help.
Absolutely. And Luke, I know you're a construction worker in Arkansas. Why did you want to sign up?
I don't know. I think it's an important thing for people to show their support in any way that they can to the people of Israel. So I wanted to do my part, and privileged enough to have the opportunity to come over.
Indeed. And John, you're a builder in Montana. Why'd you make the trip?
Yes, sir. Well, when Josh called me and said that Israel was in trouble and they needed help, I wanted to come. Plain and simple like that. So
just like that.
Love the Jewish people, and we want to show our support for them. I want to show my support, and I'm able to, in my stage of life, do it. And you know, people say, well, why now? You know, now is not the time to go because it's dangerous. And for me, I say that now is the time to go. It's when they need us the most.
Well, you guys are great. Joshua, I've got a feeling people are watching this right now and they're thinking, you know what? I think I'd like to help, too. If anybody's interested in helping you, how do they contact you?
You know, the best way to do it is go to serveisrael.com. We're serveisrael.com. They can go on there. There's a banner at the top that leads you straight to this operation. These guys are all a part of an operation called Operation Itai.
Okay.
Itai was one of King David's mighty men. Hey, we're a bunch of non-Jews here, but boy, we sure love them, and we want to help them right now more than ever. As John said, they're in a big time of need. Operation Itai is geared toward bringing equipment, much-needed equipment, into these areas. Our first airlift arrived yesterday. So this equipment is coming in, and that's really the best way to help, is to help us reach these goals with Operation Itai. We've got a $29 million goal of immediate supplies needed in these communities. Okay.
Well, I know you've got a busy day of activities. So Josh and Luke and Zeke and Yas and John, thank you very much for joining us from Israel, and good luck to all of you.
That is just really cool. That was what a unique ministry.
Isn't that awesome?
I never even heard of that.
Well, and so again, if you wanted to look into that a little bit more, again, that website was serveisrael.com. And the good thing here was that this was posted on Speaker Johnson's Telegram channel.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so he's well aware of this. He's the one that posted it.
Speaker Mike Johnson is on Telegram.
Yep. Yes, he is.
And so is the morning commute.
That's right. Well, and so that's, I don't know, that's just really great to hear that, because those are people that understand that you don't go over when everything is pleasant. You go over when people need you, you know,
right.
When you need to, when they're in trouble and, you know, they're being called up by the IDF, and so their farms are being left. And so, yeah, that's, you know, just
right now at this
fantastic
time, Israel's probably the safest place to be.
No
right,
kidding.
Right now.
Yep.
Because, it's safer than Detroit.
Well, it's safer than, yeah, safer than
Chicago
and all of those places. And,
right.
Well,
they have God's protection, God's hand over that country.
That's
and,
right.
And he's saying, you can't touch this.
Yep. You don't get any better protection than that. That's for sure.
Kidding.
And, And here's an update from Iraq. Apparently, at least four suicide drone attacks have reportedly hit the U.S. Al-Harir military base in Erbil by Iranian proxy groups.
Yes.
And so, boy, I don't know. I don't know what that's going to bring, but
pray for our troops. I'll tell you that.
Yep, that's for sure. No kidding.
And pray for the Republic right here at home. I mean, we're completely left wide open and defenseless. Now there's this journalist that's exposing, there has exposed this Hamas training camp in Mexico on the other side of the border, and the FBI is just grilling her.
Right.
Not to, you know, help investigate the Hamas activity, but to who are your sources?
Right.
Where are you getting your information?
Yeah.
Right.
That's really bizarre. Well, and then on to what's going on with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Speaking of pray for our own nation.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. She says, I was devastated when I found out two of my constituents were killed by a human smuggler trafficking illegal aliens.
Oh, yeah. That was horrible.
Yep. And she says, enough is enough. It's time to impeach Secretary Mayorkas and hold him accountable for failing to secure our border.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do the right thing for the American people. And so she launched an accelerated bid to impeach Mayorkas after the human smugglers killed two of her constituents. And so,
yep.
You know, that's does it have to be like that before we get rid of these criminals that are occupying our elected offices?
Yeah, the bureaucrats that are overpaid, selling our country out.
They're not following the law of the Constitution.
And completely denial or liars. Take your, you know, what time of the day they happen to be testifying.
Well, exactly. And for them to just blatantly throw the Constitution under the rug and act like, hey, we're above the law and the law doesn't apply to us at all.
Right.
That's outrageous. I mean, as you all know, Article 4, Section 4 describes that the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion.
Yes.
And on the application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened against domestic violence.
Right.
So Article 4, Section 4 comes in strong again. That is
sure
like
is.
That is like the law of the Constitution for this whole past 5 years.
Right. Right.
And so this is the law that they're breaking, egregiously breaking every single day.
Yes.
By, you know, that, and it lands squarely on, well, everybody in the executive branches, because everybody's allowing this to happen, and especially Mayorkas.
Round them up.
Yep, exactly.
Man. Well, okay, so, but we've got an audio clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene discussing this very thing.
At the southern border, border officials reported nearly 2.5 million illegal migrant encounters, the highest total ever recorded in a single year. Since Biden's inauguration, there has been more than 6 million illegal border crossings. So historic.
That has been historic. And who can forget his historic surrender to the Taliban and catastrophic withdrawal from Afghanistan, leading to the deaths of 13 American service members and the collapse of the country into the hands of our enemy?
So sure, it's been historic. A historic failure of epic proportion.
No doubt. Here with reaction, Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Congresswoman, good to see you. Thanks for joining us on The Bottom Line. I want to get your take on this. Georgia voted for Joe Biden in 2020. We just laid out some of the historic failures of this administration. I want to get your sense on the ground in Georgia. Have voters moved away from Trump and gone in a different direction, or is he still doing well in Georgia?
No, Georgia voters are so excited to support President Trump, not only in the primary, but also in the general election. I can tell you, every time I come back home, everyone I talk to here is just, you guys, y'all killed it in this opening. I just want to tell you, I watched the entire thing, and you're right. It is a historic failure, Joe Biden's presidency. And that's why people in Georgia really want President Trump back in office.
The people of America wants Trump back in office.
That's right.
Not just the people of Georgia. Of course, she's representing Georgia.
Right.
But,
no kidding. Well, and so in addition, there's some other interesting things that are going on. I'm sure all of you have heard about the, well, the electric vehicle charging stations that are run by diesel engine generators.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
But you feel good about yourself. I mean, there's no better way to, you know, virtue signal than drive an electric vehicle, right?
Right. Well, and the funny thing is, too, there was a clip that somebody sent us that shows this scene of this guy. He's pulled over on the side of the road in a Tesla with a gas can sitting next to his car. And so somebody pulls over. They said, "Why do you need gas?" And he goes, "Well, I can show you." And so he gets out. The guy that stops to help him, he gets out and he goes over to this guy's trunk. He opens up the trunk and there's a little generator.
Electric generator. Gas generator.
It's a gas generator.
It charges car.
You know, that you would might use in your home.
Brilliant.
And so he needed the gas for his generator so he could plug his car into the generator.
You just want to look at somebody like that and say, are you feeling really dumb right now? I mean, how do you feel right now about this?
Well, the whole point is to not have to use gas, and yet they are totally relying on gas.
We're not there yet. We're not there to force that yet. We're there for people who want that, but to force it on the culture, the technology needs to catch up. Sorry, it's just the way it is.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, before we close, I wanted to mention something. You know, yesterday, as we're seeing this anti-Semitism rise, yesterday marked 85 years since Kristallnacht. If you guys remember, that was November in 1938, which more than 100 synagogues and 7,500 Jewish businesses were vandalized in Germany. This horrific event was the culmination of years of incitement and anti-Semitic rhetoric against Jews. You know, in the past couple of weeks, we've seen Jewish communities around the world face horrific anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism starts with the words, but it doesn't end there. More often than not, it kills. That's from Amir Sarfati. And, you know, here we are seeing more attacks against Jews. Now bullets being fired at Jewish schools in Canada.
Unacceptable.
Yep.
Unacceptable.
Absolutely. Not on our watch. Never again. And
nope.
We mean it.
That's right.
All right, guys. You be safe out there and have a blessed and a safe weekend. Join us Monday morning, 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.